This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today on Random Financial Facts You May or May Not Have Known, this one. It comes to us from the Federal Reserve Bank of the United States, and it goes like this. Of all the bills, the consumer bills that have been sent off to collection agencies, nearly half are medical debt. And medical debt? Well, it's just not like other kinds of debt. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
Unfortunately, this is a story we have all heard before. Julie Lindsay, a part-time knitting instructor from Aurora, Illinois, was hospitalized in 2005.
It piled up a whole lot of bills, and then the recurring follow-up visits and prescription costs just really hit us hard.
And like often happens in stories like these, things took a turn for the worse.
The practice stopped accepting my insurance, so I needed to pay a lot of that out of pocket. And pretty soon, just to keep up with going to the doctor, because I had to pay them in order to see them, I was facing hundreds of dollars a month in bills.
The reason this is a familiar story is because Lindsay has a lot of company. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says 43 million Americans have overdue medical debt on their credit reports. And medical debt is different. There are many small collection agencies with differing reporting and record-keeping practices. Plus, medical debt is often involuntary. You might wake up after getting hit by a bus owing thousands of dollars. And all this leads to a lot of confusion, says Notre Dame law professor Judy Fox.
They thought their insurance company paid for it. They didn't know there was a balance due. Sometimes the insurance company did pay for it, but they paid for it late and it had already gone to collection.
And then there's something else. Even if it's beyond the statute of limitations, lenders sometimes park the debt on a report. That means whichever lender examines it next sees an unpaid bill, even years after the fact. One of Fox's clients, who was looking to rent a new place, ran into this problem.
Landlord pulled up the credit report, and there was this old debt on there, and they said, well, you know, you've got collections, you've got to pay that, or we won't rent to you. Well, legally, they really didn't have to pay it, but if they wanted to rent the apartment, they did.
The problem of inaccuracy is widespread, according to Gail Hillebrand with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
There are lots of smaller collectors, and they have a variety of practices. Some will put it on your credit report when it's only 30 days late.
Throw in insurance company delays and bureaucracy.
It's very hard to tell if you owe the money, when you owe the money, and how much of it you owe because of the intersection between the medical billing and what's happening with your insurance company.
Back in Aurora, Julie Lindsay had that same problem.
Sometimes I will have paid the medical office, but it hasn't updated with the debt collectors, or they say, oh, they haven't gotten it, and they're still calling me. And after a while, I turned off my phone.
And until new rules are written, there's really only one thing a consumer can do. Keep a close eye on your credit report. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.